I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. media have identified a gunman who killed three police officers on Sunday in the southern U.S. city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The reports named the gunman as Gavin Long and described him as a 29-year-old black male. Authorities said a gunman dressed in black killed the three officers and wounded three others with an assault rifle near a major road. The incident is the latest episode in a month of violence and heightened racial tension in the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama condemned Sunday's killings in an address to the nation. His address came 5 days after he visited the southern city of Dallas, Texas, to mourn five officers killed by a black militant there earlier this month.
I said that killer would not be the last person who tries to make us turn on each other, nor will today's killer. It remains up to us to make sure that they fail. That decision is all of ours. The decision to make sure that our best selves are reflected across America, not our worst. That's up to us.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has denounced suggestions that Washington was involved in Friday's failed coup in Turkey. Speaking to U.S. TV network CNN on Sunday, Kerry said it is irresponsible to have accusations of American involvement. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused a Turkish cleric exiled in the United States, Fethullah Gulen, of orchestrating the coup and demanded that Washington extradite him. On Saturday, Turkish Labor Minister Süleyman Soylu also accused Washington of being behind the coup attempt. Gulen has denied any involvement in that failed coup. You're listening to VOA. French police have released the estranged wife of a truck driver who ran down nearly 300 revelers in a suspected terror attack in Nice on Thursday. The wife of the Tunisian-born assailant, Mohamed Lahouedj Boulel, was released Sunday after having been arrested on Friday. Boulel had driven a refrigerator truck along the southern city's Promenade des Anglais the previous day, mowing down people and killing 84 of them. Police shot him dead. His wife's lawyer told French television she had been out of touch with Boulel after kicking him out of their house when he physically abused her. Authorities also said Sunday that Boulel was sent a text message to someone 18 minutes before the truck attack, saying, "Bring more weapons." They have arrested six people in connection with the incident, one of them a man thought to be the recipient of the text message. Nice's Promenade des Anglais was filled with flowers, candles, and teddy bears on Sunday. Among those paying tribute to the victims of the attack was a woman visiting from Spain.
I had booked my trip on weeks before, and this happened on Thursday night. I woke up on Friday with a lot of text saying, "Don't go to Nice, it's too dangerous, please stay." But I decided to come because I think life continues. This is something we have to live with.
In one of the all-time great performances in golf history, Sweden's Henrik Stenson has won the British Open at Royal Troon in Scotland. On Sunday, Stenson carded a final round 8-under par 63 that featured 10 birdies, many of them converted with long putts, to defeat American Phil Mickelson by 3 shots. That tied the record-low 63 that Mickelson shot in Thursday's opening round. It also gave Stenson a major tournament record score of 264, 20 under par, as he became the first major male golfer from Sweden to win a major championship.
I feel very privileged to be the one to hold this trophy. There's been many great players from my country tried in past years and decades, and it's been a couple of really close calls.
And finally, SpaceX is set to launch its Falcon 9 rocket laden with supplies for the International Space Station early on Monday. The launch is set for 4:45 a.m. Universal Time from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. The rocket will be carrying one of two docking rings to the International Space Station, a crucial step in enabling U.S. commercial space taxis to ferry astronauts to the orbiting lab. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.